Dublin. NJROTC cadets presented colors in the courtyard and observed the Amendment of Science, and Ms. Fuller sang the national anthem. A different group of cadets went with Chief Quito to Passaic City Hall to join Mayor Laura and community dignitaries to perform the presentation of colors for the community. NJROTC cadets participated in the Tunnel to the Towers run/walk in New York City on Sunday, September 24th. BHS is launching a Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Student Committee, creating a space to increase student voice and participation in our community. Today is the first day of our Fit for Basic programs. This year, students will not only be able to earn certification as a medical assistant, dental assistant, 911 or EMD dispatcher, and real estate agent. Students will also be able to earn a certification in cosmetology as makeup and eyelash tech. Our education pathway has returned to PHS this year, and there are exciting plans to integrate students who have participated in the program into the PHS New Teacher Academy. The goal is to have conversations between students interested in becoming educators, to have conversations with our teachers on improving teaching and learning at PHS. We hope this pathway to create a student educator pipeline so our students come back to Passaic. Grants status update. Our home courts have been transformed thanks to a generous investment from the district. The girls have enjoyed competing on the new surface, winning the first match against Eastside on Wednesday, September 20th. Moving on to the prep report, on August 31st, prep held their annual new student orientation. We had student volunteers participate in leading workshops, which included a school tour, learning about AP classes and prep pathways, organizational tips, and building communication skills. On September 7th, prep held a very successful opening day celebration on our first day of school. We had over 50 student council members welcome our prep students and staff back to school. Senior Francisco Olivia and junior Jesus Gonzalez dressed up as our mascot, the Raven, while fellow student council members held balloons, shook purple and gray colored pom-poms, and ran cowbells to cheers and spirit as we embarked on a brand new school year. On September 11th, prep held their annual September 11th commemoration ceremony in remembrance of the tragic events that occurred on September 11th, 2001. The national anthem was sung by Student Council Secretary/Treasurer Chastity Claudia Miller. Speeches were given by our principal, Mrs. Bruce, Student Council President Nancy Abra, and Student Council Vice President Allison Ramos. Taps was played by students in our music technology pathway while the American flag was lowered to half-mast. And the poem in remembrance of September 11, 2001, was recited by students while the senior class at prep placed 300 American flags in the ground in front of the school to commemorate the lives lost on that day. On September 19th, prep held their National Voter Registration Day, where students who are 17 years or older were signed up to be future eligible voters. This will continue the week of October 2nd through National Voter Registration Week. On September 28th, prep will be holding their annual club fair event. It is here where all clubs and organizations can be showcased. Clubs and organizations will have the opportunities to attract as many students as possible to get involved in extracurricular activities. Additionally, on September 28th, prep will be holding their annual back-to-school night. In celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month, our Journalism Club is honoring Hispanic teachers who make a difference at prep. These teachers will be showcased as prep's very own Hispanic heritage heroes. The Journalism Club is highlighting these heroes with informational posts on the Boulevard online, prep's very own digital newspaper. On October 11th, students are scheduled to take the SAT. Sophomores and juniors will be taking the digital SAT, while seniors will take the exam on paper. Moving on to our very own PACE report. The students are back and ready to start learning. The Student Council hosted a Welcome Back Pep Rally that also included team-building activities. The winning class will have a movie night, and the middle school students were treated to ice cream from Mr. Softy at the end of the day. On September 21st, PACE hosted Pastries with PACE Bands with over 40 people in attendance. Families learned more about the academic and special programs offered at Passaic Academy for Science and Engineering. We'd like to thank school-based youth services and the district content supervisors for supporting the event. What made it even more special is that the modern band was present and performed Nunca Suficiente by Los Angeles Azules, The Adults Are Talking by The Strokes, Boys Don't Cry by The Cure, and Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry, some of which you'll be hearing today. On September 22nd, PACE seniors got together at Third Ward Park early in the morning to watch the sunrise together and welcome the new year. The event was planned by PACE senior students themselves and then pitched to the administration. There was a great turnout with most of the seniors in attendance, and many wonderful pictures were taken for the yearbook. On Friday of this week, around 30 students, including myself, are being given the opportunity to visit Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Vassar College is a prestigious school known as a Little Ivy for its relation to Yale, a very prestigious Ivy League as its sister school. Next month, we are looking forward to hosting a dinner for the 8th grade parents and students to learn more about the high school program at Pace, as well as our very own first Pacetopia, a night after school where students can come and participate in activities such as many different games, dancing, etc. Finally, being honored today are some of my very own classmates, Sadie, Deisha, and Caesar, who have been awarded the Governor's STEM Scholar Award. The application process was very time-demanding. They had to convince the application committee that they were deserving to be a STEM scholar, not only for their outstanding academic achievement, being a sophomore through college doctoral level student with a GPA of 3.5 or higher, but also because of who they were as people through an essay and a 1-minute video explaining their passion for it, as well as what makes them the future of STEM. A big congratulations to Sadie, Caesar, and Deisha. Your hard work does not go unnoticed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldman.
Thank you.
Any questions on this?
Okay. Moving on to number 8, report of the superintendent. Madam Superintendent.
Lenny, that was an awesome report.
Okay.
Good evening, school family. The success of Upper State Public Schools is dependent upon the contributions and hard work of everybody doing their best to make our district one of the best school systems in New Jersey. This can only be accomplished by working together and pushing forward towards improvement, growth, and results. Since our last board meeting, please note the following. In your packages, you will see our graduation rate reports in the binder. Quickly, you will see that the attending from 2022 was 67.15%, and in 2023, that went up to 77.68%. The August snapshot, we were very, very excited about that. It went from 61% to 76.4%. All right. On August 30th, we held a central office meeting for all staff at 663 at School 20. We shared the latest district data and expectations for the school year. On August 31st, the Boys and Girls Club had a book giveaway where 323 of our students showed up. Some of them received braids and haircuts. It was a really nice event. We continue to have hard work being done at School 6, 11, and 3 on the HVAC system. We understand that it's an inconvenience for some classrooms that have their ceilings open, but we need to get that done so that we can get all schools air conditioned. I think School 6 is... some of their classrooms were completed this weekend, so that's awesome to see. Our enrollment is up to 13,126. That's inclusive of our out-of-district schools. Opening day was a success. Thank you to all the staff, SROs, Board of Education, administrators, supervisors, everybody that helps out. Our hotline had about 10 phone calls. Our transportation, I think we only had like 3 buses that were late at the time, so it was a really amazing opening. And yes, PHS Snack Bar was open, and I tried the empanadas, and they were great, and I had the tropical slushy, which was awesome. And students are really excited that that line is really long. New Jersey School Boards, PACE students will perform at New Jersey School Boards on August 25th at 11:30, so I'm really excited because there are going to be about 8 commissioners there for that event, and we get to hear a little of their music tonight as well. So... PACE had 3 students who won the Governor's STEM scholarship that we recognized this evening. Principals were professionally developed in APs on teacher touch points as part of our teacher development framework. And our band exercised their First Amendment right for to silently protest. They wanted more practices. They wanted to attend another competition. And so I'm very proud of that. They play the Star Spangled Banner. They also protest. Every time our kids made a touchdown, they played the drums. And they did, at the end, get their 7 more practices and 1 more competition. So it's nice to see children advocating for themselves. And Flema Aram, who also sent emails, and we responded to that. We continue to work with the parents, and we wish them a really good, successful band season. Water bugs have been popping up at School 8, but not anymore, because I know that that's something that you probably heard. We had that remedy, and so that was as a result of the work being done for HVAC systems there. But you all visited School 8 and 10 and saw how that was done, and they brought in a big vacuum to get that all out. So I'm excited not to hear about water bugs. Again, I attended the Mexican Festival on Saturday the 16th, and so did Commissioner Bareilles-Garcia, Soto, Zuniga, Vice President Sanchez, Principal Celis, and students there received between $3,000 to $5,000, and Commissioner Bareilles was the scholarship chair for that, and Mayor Laura also awarded some students with scholarships, which was really nice, and it was unexpected, so that was cool. Commissioner Ron Van Basselier, Vice President Sanchez, President Rodriguez all took a tour of PSA, PS 8 and 10 this week. And Principal Ty was really excited about your visit there, I'm told. Back to schools are up and running. PHS had its first parent meeting with over 100 parents in attendance. Some were virtual, some were in person. So this meeting, they took a survey for parents to see what their interests are. And one is family trip. So they'll be taking a family trip soon. So look out for that. On the 24th, that was this past Sunday, I attended the Puerto Rican flag raising at City Hall with President Rodriguez, Vice President Sanchez, President, I was calling you President Schratz, okay. Commissioner Schratz, Commissioner Soto, and Zuniga were in attendance as well. And we are excited to report that we have met the deadline. I have to acknowledge where is Ms. Duarte, who became a grant writer overnight. we were able to submit the New Jersey Department of Education grant in the amount of $768,000 for tutoring service. So hopefully we will get that. But it was a lot of work, and her departments all helped out. So thank you, everybody, for making that a possibility. And so your favorite part of this report, ESSER, one is gone, and now ESSER II, all monies have been expended. And so we have until September of 2024 for ESSER III monies. So that is a lot of work. And so thank you to everyone who spent that money and spent it well on our students and in our building. That concludes my report. Forward, pa'lante. Thank you.
Ben, please. Please, please.
Any questions, comments?
Oh, yes. So I'm going to bring it back to the superintendent. She introduces our band for
performance. We're going to have a performance tonight.
Oh, they left already? Okay. Your eye, Mr. Martin.
Okay.
All right. So we have the President Rodriguez on Thursday. On Thursday, he said, can we have some kids play for us at the board meeting for Hispanic Heritage Month? And I said, sure. And so Miss Dr. Lala reached out to the Pace Modern Band, AKA, let's see if I got this right, Study Session, that's your name?
Yeah.
Study Session. And they are here to play for us, and we are very excited. So I give to you Study Session.
We are in the Pace Modern Band. That was solo. We're going to be playing Get Out There Funking. I'm going to go to the next one.